Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Great Mace is going live in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Mace.
Welcome to Great Mates, the show where you don't know what type of intro you're going to get any week.
Yep, even the people that are on it.
But you know, I do get more requests for that type of intro. People love the drawn out hey intro.
I would hazard to guess that your many is one.
Might be.
And it's your mum.
Yeah.
Because she loves your singing voice. And she's like, oh, Cade, I think you should sing more on your show.
Oh, Cade, you should join a choir.
You've got the loveliest voice. Oh, my baby boy.
I'm going out here on a whim to say that you joined a choir when you were in primary school, Troy.
Why would you say that?
Because I reckon you have that type of face where you would be in a young fella who wanted to sing at his little high-pitched voice.
All right. Have we ever discussed this before?
No, we haven't.
I feel like we must have because I was in a choir in primary school. And I got kicked out of said choir.
Wow.
For being too shit. Nothing's changed. Still terribly shit.
It's yeah. Like,
but, hey, I could have it could have sent me one of two ways. I could have said, no, fuck you, choir lady, and gone and been the best singer that ever lived. Or I could have just given up and been me. You know, so I picked one of them.
I guess the story you would take from this or the message is don't try.
Never try.
Never try just anything.
Never try. Because you'll be a little kid with a song in your heart and God in your soul. In your soul, and you'll go out there and you'll just get torn to shreds and just say your voice is too deep, but you're like 10.
Yeah. And you're like, whatever, miss, I just want to sing.
All I want to do is sing, miss, just let me sing. Anyway, that's says a lot about my childhood. Just shape the man that you see absolutely.
you could have been the next Guy Sebastian or the first Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, I could have been the first Guy Sebastian.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It immediately made me go and shave my fro as well. I was just like, you know what? This isn't working for me.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a trend, but I guess not.
Guess not. And then bloody Guy Sebastian comes in, and now look at him.
And you're like, shit, I knew it. I should have kept it.
Guy Sebastian stole my life. And there was a brief, I don't know if we were friends at the time, but there was a brief time in my life where I had a soul patch like Shannon Knoll as well.
Oh, I think everyone's gone through the soul patch though.
Yeah, why? It's disgusting.
I see pictures like of those Facebook memories.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, gross. What was I thinking? But I think it was like a 2000s thing.
Oh, it was definitely a 2000s thing. But if I could go back, if adult me could go back to 20-something-year-old me, whatever I was at the time, I would slap that soul patch straight off my bottom lip. It's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Little soup catcher.
I still see people with them now, and I'm like, why?
Yeah, you see 40-year-old men with them now.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't. Why is it that some, like men, mostly, it's pretty much always men, just can't move past whatever fashion they had when they were 20-ish.
Because
they just keep it forever.
No, you want to know what it is? You'll find that those same men probably haven't gone into a shopping center for that same time. So it's
they're still wearing the same shit.
Yeah, it's whatever they got in the closet or it's whatever their wife has bought them who also has clothing that's 10 years old.
Yeah, okay. She hasn't moved past because that's how they met. They met while he was wearing, you know, that stuff. And
yeah.
She's like, oh, that's the man. That's the man I fell in love with. That that goddamn soul patch wearing flannelette shirt having goddamn son of a bitch. I love him.
And you find that they usually have the spiky hair still from like from back in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 40 something year old men with spiky hair and soul patches should be a crime. Unfortunately, it's not. I can tell you for sure it's not a crime.
That's disappointing.
But it should be.
That's disappointing. We should really work on the legislation there to action that.
I'm going to petition my local council person. At least you got to start locally. We'll start with some grassroots freaking guerrilla marketing warfare, whatever you want to call it. Activism.
Yeah.
And we'll get it done.
Hey, that's it. You know, got to start with baby steps.
That's it. Baby steps, baby. It's all it takes. We're not here to talk about soul patches. I know what you're trying to do.
I'm not trying to do anything.
You're trying to steer me away from today's amazing subject that I have come up with.
And I'm actually really, really excited about this subject. I don't know if you can tell that because I was quite enthusiastic at the start of the recording. Because this is something that I like to talk about and is very, very fun.
Yes.
And this is things versus things.
Things versus things. Which is something we have now discussed. Hey, maybe we should change Great Mates into things versus things.
Because I think this episode is going to be a blast.
But we'll see. So things versus things. How does it work? It's five things and they verse each other to see who is the ultimate thing. And this week we're going to do action heroes. So not the stars themselves, but the characters themselves. So we're going to take five action heroes and we're going to basically break it down until we get to one. Who's the ultimate action hero? We're going to start with men, the meaty men this week. And eventually we'll do the all girl, the all female version of the same thing.
Yeah.
And then if Kate has his way, the show will be called Things Versus Things and we'll be doing it for everything. So
deal with it. So who's first in the Rumble Pit this week? So we have John Rambo versing Dutch, versing John McClane, versing Dom Toretto.
Versing the wild card.
The wild card versing John Wick. So we got all five in the ring. Personally, Troy,
yes.
I do not see John McClane taking more than two steps in this ring against these people.
Well, me neither. But before we get too much into it, we should probably outlay the ground rules on how this works, right? So we made a decision that there was going to be, you know, there have to be men. They have to be physical human beings. They can't be enhanced. They can't be RoboCops. They can't be bloody Terminators. They can't be Neo from the Matrix. You know, that sort of stuff.
Just normal dudes.
Yeah, just normal dudes-ish that are either big beefcakes or skinny little sausages like John Wick and John McClane. And then we've got five, so we're immediately going to eliminate one. And then it's going to be two versus each other, and then we'll come down to the final one. Does that make sense?
Sounds crystal clear.
Clear as mud. All right, so what we're going to do, yes, we have to eliminate one so we can get to the final four. Now, you say John McClane?
Yeah, I say John McClane. I think he is absolutely outmatched here. And I know people are going to say, what about Dom Toretto? But Dom Toretto, he is going into about his ninth movie.
He's Italian Superman.
Yeah.
Basically. If you can have black Superman, you can have Italian Superman.
He's Superman or
yes. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. It's a me, a Dom.
I love
that's
that.
How he speaks, isn't
it? Yeah, it's absolutely that's how he speaks in this fight.
So I'm gonna make you a tuna sandwich. All right, so yeah, I do agree with you with John McClane. Now, yes, the guy did save a skyscraper. He did save an airplane. He did save the entire city of New York. He did save the world at one point. He just gets better and better. He's just got to keep one-upping his last thing. But you know, when you're in against these men. These manly men, I really don't think he's got what it takes.
No, I don't think so. And that's nothing against John McClane or Bruce Willis. It's just against that character being not as good as everyone else in this physical element.
Yeah, it is against Bruce Willis because fuck Bruce Willis.
Actually, yeah, right. He's a cunt.
Yeah, he's a cunt. We don't like him. But we love John McClane, and he is the everyman, and I think that's his problem.
Yeah.
He's the everyman. He's you. He's me. He's skinnier, but he's you and he's me. He's bald like you and I are. But yeah, he's the everyman, and he just can't cut it against beefcakes like Keanu Reeves.
More skilled individuals, let's say that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it. So John McClane's out of here. All right, so now we got to figure out of the four that are left, John Rambo, John Wick, Dutch, and Dom, who faces off against each other in this section.
All right.
We'll call the semifinals of Doom.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So I think John Rambo has to go up against John Wick. One, they have the same first name.
That's true.
So they have to fight for the ultimate John. And also, I feel like those
John Cusack's out there somewhere, and he's just like, ooh, "Ooh, I should be in this."
If this was a cage match, but I think those two have the closest set of skills when it comes to killing people.
True, and they do. Yeah, you know, they do like their weaponry. So we'll make it a bit fair.
Yeah,
we'll keep it. We'll keep it. Weapons guy versus weapons guy. And then we'll keep, we'll put the two biggest beefcakes around, Dutch and Dom. It's the battle of the D's in more ways than one.
That's right. Yeah, so I like that. I like Dutch versus Dom. Which one do you want to talk about first? Because I think Dutch versus Dom is just going to be like a disgusting, bloody, punches thrown mess.
Well, see, here's the thing. I guess we'll talk about this one first, right? But here's the thing with Dutch versus Dom. We don't have a lot of file footage of Dutch in action.
Correct.
We literally only have Predator 1. And apparently he's coming back as a playable character in the new Predator game, Predator Hunting Grounds. And that's going to fill out some of his backstory, but who gives a shit, really? It's going to be bullshit, probably. So we don't have a lot of file on Dutch. We got years of footage on Dominic Toretto. We have literal hours worth to sift through. We got eight films.
Yeah.
Or seven.
It's coming.
Six.
Mm.
He wasn't in Tokyo Drift, really, was he? Except for that last little bit.
He wasn't
in Too Fast, Too Furious.
What? Surely he was, wasn't he?
He wasn't.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm.
So 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, however many that is. I think it's 6. All right, so what's your first thoughts? What's your immediate thought when you think about this?
Well, I think Dom is on the back foot here because, yeah, you know, Dutch has got that military training, but we don't know what Dom's backstory is. So
he's definitely got military training as well.
He has to. Like, you just like look at this new movie coming out for Fast and the Furious, there's something there. Yeah. So I feel like Dom is this ultimate wild card in this mix because you just don't know what he's got. It appears that Dutch may have the upper hand, but Dutch is like, I don't know how crafty he'll be one-on-one because he went one-on-one against the Predator.
Yeah.
But he had to do something where the Predator couldn't see him. So if he was one-on-one and where it was a little bit more even matched, I don't know if he would have this upper hand here.
Well, Dom's not exactly the Predator, though, is he?
Well, that's true.
All right. What if
unless,
it was just
unless like Dutch was a buffet.
Yeah. Well, what if it was an air high five hand grab arm wrestle sort of, you know, massive midair fucking man of the match type thing? Who wins?
Okay, so what you're saying is that they're both parachute fighting.
It's a parachute fight, sure.
Okay, Dutch has got this.
I feel like the only time Dom has ever parachuted is when he was in a vehicle and the parachute was attached to the vehicle and the car parachuted, not him.
Mm. Well, see, this really just explains it. Dutch has got this because Dom is too reliant on other things.
All right, but don't forget that we did once decide that XXX Xander Cage is Dom Toretto prior to becoming Dom Toretto. It's this the secret changes. Life.
Yeah, it's a secret, secret
that Dom
past.
Toretto had. So now what do you think?
This changes everything. Dom's a winner easily. he
Dom,
knows how
Dom
to use snowmobiles.
Dominates. Yeah. It's not Dominic. It's Dominates.
What about
it's
you?
Dominates
what do you
Toretto
think?
is his full name.
Oh, Troy. Before we continue, though, it's time for an ad.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right, we do ads now. There you go. That's a thing. All right, where were we? We were talking about how Dom dominates. And look, I'm going to have to we're going to have to call it. Okay. What's your final thoughts?
I'm going to say Dutch. Dutch has got this.
You're going to go with Dutch?
Yeah.
I would say that even though we don't know a lot about Dutch, I would say that because he single-handedly, without effectively any weaponry, took down a Predator, you've got to give it to Dutch.
Yeah.
Dominic Toretto struggled against The Rock. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He struggled against Jason Statham at times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, neither of those two are the Predator. I've seen
and that's it. That's it. You've got to compare the competition.
Exactly. So Dutch wins. We're happy with that?
I got that. Yeah.
Dutch moves on to the finals. All right, well, let's go John Rambo, John Wick.
Now, this is interesting because I don't know a whole lot about John Wick except that motherfucker shoots and stabs a lot of people.
He does shoot and stab a lot of people. But Rambo also shoots and stabs a lot of
people. Exactly. Now, the thing is, John Rambo has a billion movies about him. John Wick has three.
Yeah, well, Rambo's got six. Like, let's not get out of control here.
Oh, he has twice as much experience over John Wick.
He does. That's true.
On screen experience, that is.
All right, but what if they're both wearing parachutes?
easy Rambo.
All right, look, I think what we're going to do is lay some ground rules.
Let's raise the stakes, though. Who's wearing parachutes? Parachute pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they've both borrowed pants from MC Hammer. So they're both wearing parachute pants. And I'm gonna have to say that we're gonna have to make this fair. We're gonna have to remove all weaponry. So now it's just hand to hand combat. John Rambo versus John Wick. Who you got?
Ooh, I'm gonna say John Wick.
I'm also gonna say John Wick.
And I think it's a no brainer because Rambo's too big and too slow.
He is. Well, you know, he's got that. Can I say this? Can I say he's got PTSD strength? Am I allowed?
I think you can.
Okay. I'll allow it. He's got that PTSD strength. You know what I mean? Like where he just snaps and he feels like he's back in NAMM.
Yeah, he hears
John
those
Wick
choppers.
Doesn't have that NAMM experience. You know? He is that chopper. whatever that music is that plays in the background.
You know, anytime, like someone puts on a Creedence album and he just gets those flashbacks.
Yeah. All right, look, I am also going to go with John Wick, though, because here's what happens. John Wick's too quick. Yeah. He's fought much bigger men before and won. All he does is he jumps in, he runs in, he does that jumpy thing where he jumps on top of him, pulls him to the ground, and then, you know, chokes him out, snaps his neck, whatever he does.
Yeah, so, like, Rambo... Absolutely fantastic character, but I don't think he can keep up with John Wick.
Well, he's the boogeyman, isn't he? He's the Baba Yaga.
Yeah, that's right.
And watch John Rambo. He doesn't have a nickname. His nickname is his last name.
Yeah, well, that's right. I guess that is a nickname.
Well, it is, but it's like, he doesn't have... That's like calling John Wick Wick, right, which would be weird first.
You call him Wiki.
Wiki. Wiki Wild West. You call him Wiki. You call him Tricky Wiki.
I would say Quickie Wiki, but
Okay, so it's Quickie Wiki versus Rambo. I still think Quickie Wiki takes it out.
Yeah, I think so too. And I feel like that might have been an unfair matchup there now that I look at it.
Well, I think once you take the weapons away, sure.
Yeah. See, Rambo would have to get lucky. He would have to get like a lucky grab on Wick.
Yeah.
And I think Wick would be too experienced to get out of anything that Rambo can put him in.
Yeah. I think he's had way too much experience killing people. I know Rambo's killed a lot of people, don't get me wrong. But when you're mowing them down with a big machine gun, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Anyone could do that. You know what I mean? I could do it. I could jump on it. You know, throw enough bullets out there, you're going to hit something.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Especially when they're all just running at you.
Hey?
Especially when they're just running at you while you're spraying those bullets.
Yeah, exactly. When you've got waves of Indonesian soldiers. No, they were like Burmese, whatever they were. You've got waves of Burmese soldiers running at you. You're just going to mow them down. There's nothing to it. All right, easy one then. John Wick. Now we move into the final of glory.
John Wick versus Dutch.
John Wick versus Dutch.
This will be interesting. Where's the fight?
Where is it set?
Yeah. Because this is the game changer.
All right. I think we've got to take it. So Dutch is used to the jungle, right? John Wick is used to the city.
The concrete jungle.
So we've got to find a way to make it even.
I know where.
It's a swimming pool.
No, even better. Even better. It's a Bunnings gardening area.
Okay, so Dutch and John Wick, they meet up in the Bunnings gardening section. Yep. So then I would have to assume that they have access to all of the tools.
Yes.
That you can get in the gardening section.
Correct. So, you know, there's shovels, there's rakes, there's
fence gardening, there'll be hedge trimmers, shears. Well,
yeah, stuff like that. So lots of pointy, dangerous things laying around, which both are very in-depth with. So
absolutely. So zero prep time.
They're both walking down an aisle and they see each other and they go to reach for the last like little basil pot plant that's there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they make eye contact and it's on.
It's on. All right. What's your first thoughts?
Ooh, if Dutch can get the room away from John Wick, I think he's got this.
You think Dutch has got this?
I think Dutch has got it because he can use the plants to help him. He can disappear. You'll see Dutch disappearing into the manure section, just rubbing the shit all over him.
You've stacked the odds against John Wick by setting it around fucking plants. This is basically an urban jungle.
That's exactly what it is. It's the perfect mix of both.
All right, then. Counterpoint. Don't really have one because that's pretty good. Let me think about this for a sec.
Okay. How about the fact that there is lots of pointy stuff that John Wick can instantly go get because he can basically use anything as a weapon.
He can.
Yeah. So basically, So I'm imagining that he is the one that grabbed the basil plant first.
Yeah.
And he's thrown it right in Dutch's face to spring for more weapons.
Yep.
So I think we've got a game of hide and seek going on here.
How many garden aisles are there in Bunnings?
Oh, there's a few, Troy. I think there's like 10 aisles in the garden area.
This is a big Bunnings too, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. This is like they're in Sydney Bunnings. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Does Sydney have a Bunnings?
Surely.
But like Sydney
probably
City.
Has like 50 of them.
No, but like Sydney City.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
That's probably it's probably like a metro one that's very tiny.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's like a boutique sort of hipster Bunnings.
Has its own like little cafes and stuff like that.
Where you
that
get
are
vegan
different.
Sausages on gluten-free bread.
Oh, gross. All right. So, look, if Dutch gets the drop on John here,
yeah,
I think he's got him.
I don't think he does get the drop on him though. I don't think he can.
Yeah.
Again, I think you know, we don't know enough about Dutch.
That's true.
You know what I mean? We know he's a major in something. The Marines, I'd assume.
Flexology.
Yeah. He's pretty swole.
Yeah, he's very swole.
He's not afraid to throw down. Sometimes hard to understand when he's saying things.
That's how we got into trouble here.
Yeah, unlike John Wick, who is very, you know.
Articulate.
It still sounds like Keanu Reeves, but, you know, not as bad.
Yeah.
So I think, look, I think John Wick, when it comes down to it, there's too many weapons. You can only hide you can only hide so much in 10 aisles of Bunnings with so much manure and pot plants to hide behind.
All right.
I see where you're coming from.
So you think John Wick's got it. I think Dutch has got it by popping out of a kid's cubby house.
All right. So he pops out of a kid's cubby house.
Yeah.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. But here's the thing, this actually plays more in your favor than it does in mine. There's a lot of stuff there that Dutch could use to booby trap the area, similar to how he did with the Predator.
That's it.
So, you know, it's like the whole Simpsons Sideshow Bob thing, where he just sets up a whole bunch of rakes on the ground. And John Wick just continuously walks into them. I think Dutch has got this.
Yeah.
I think you've turned me.
I think so. But you know what? That's actually a really good way to end it, because we can like put that question out to the listeners and say, hey, who do you think's got the upper hand in the finale battle?
Yes, and it's actually something that works that I can make a legitimate poll with.
Because you got the two.
Frustratingly hard to do. So that works. So yeah, we'll put it out, and we'll come back in the next episode, and we'll quickly run out who the people thought was the ultimate winner between Dutch and John Wick. So let us know. It'll be out there somewhere. It'll be on our Facebook page. It'll be in the listener community. You'll be able to find that poll there once the episode drops, and then you can vote and let us know who you think. But I think we're both pretty happy that it's going to be Dutch from The Predator.
Yeah, he's just too crafty with his surroundings.
I thought about this today for a second. Do you know Dutch's actual like name?
No.
Yeah. I had to look it up, but I didn't. I did look it up, but I didn't know what his name was.
Oh, right.
It's like Major Alan Schaefer.
Oh, yeah. You'd call yourself Dutch.
Yeah, you'd call yourself Dutch. Absolutely. He's not even Dutch. That's the thing.
Oh.
He's Austrian.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't work, does it?
No, I guess not.
Austria, Vienna sausage. Maybe that could have been his nickname.
Oh, I'm sure some people call him that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, hit us up on the socials. Those links are in the show notes. We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been
great, mates. You can't pause.
Can't pause.
If you pause, it's then no one knows what's going on.
That's right.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.